Sacagawea is possibly the most famous woman in history. The teenage Shoshone girl, with her baby on her back, traveled from the Mandan and Hidatsa villages to the Pacific Ocean and back with Lewis and Clark during the years of 1805 and 1806. Her invaluable presence and services as a translator were essential as the explorers moved into unknown native territories. We'll be back with a story of Sacagawea after this. Sacagawea was born approximately in the year 1787 in a Rocky Mountain village. When she was 11 years old, she was captured by a Hidatsa war party. Adapting to life with the Hidatsas, Sacagawea was later sold as a slave to Toussaint Charbonneau, a French-Canadian fur trader, who lived with the Mandan and Hidatsa nations in present-day North Dakota. When Lewis and Clark met Sacagawea, she was one of Charbonneau's wives and was pregnant with her first child. On February 11, 1805, she gave birth to a healthy boy who was christened Jean-Baptiste. 54 days later, April 7, 1805, Sacagawea wrapped Jean-Baptiste onto a cradle board and began her role as an interpreter, faithful member, and the only woman with the Corps of Discovery. At the end of the journey, Captain Clark acknowledged Sacagawea in a letter to Charbonneau, "Your woman who accompanied you on that long, dangerous, and fatiguing route to the Pacific Ocean and back deserved a greater reward for her attention and services on the route than we had power to give her." Across America, there are several monuments, lakes, rivers, and trails named in her honor. To learn more about Sacagawea, just click on Search the Trail.